Hi. Yeah. It's been a while. Too long. Yeah, no. I agree. I miss you. I miss you. Yeah, I miss you a lot. But I kind of have to tell you something. Really fucking horny right now. Yes, I lost you too. I miss you in that way as well. Yeah, smart ass. Yeah. God, I miss your cock. What? Really? It's getting hard? You're getting hard from just me telling you I miss your cock? Or is it the fact that I miss you? Both? Yeah. Well, what are you thinking about? I'm sure that has something to do with it as well. Has your mind been in the gutter as much as mine has? Yes, all right. So, you would be thinking about my ass wiggling into you. Yeah, I miss that too. Oh, I miss the feeling of you pulling me into you. What have I been thinking about? Oh, that could take a while. You have time. Alright. Alright, fine. I'll tell you what I've been thinking about. Oh dear. Alright. Let's see. Where to start? Well, I'm thinking about you coming home and pulling me into a long, drawn-out kiss. And I pull back for a sec. But you're not willing to let me go quite yet. So you pull me back in. And it's one of those moments, one of those cues, when I know exactly what you want, exactly where you want to be. And so we start doing that awkward tango of undressing while we head down the hall to the bedroom. I unbutton your pants. And you start taking my shirt off. What kind of shirt? Is that really important right now? Alright, a blouse? I mean, a t-shirt probably? It doesn't matter, really. Just as long as it's not off, it needs to come off. It needs to be on the floor. Yeah, alright. Okay, so yeah, well, how about t-shirt, yeah, casual, generally what I wear. All right, t-shirt, you're taking my t-shirt off. And when we finally make it to the bedroom, you're nothing but your boxers, and I'm just in my panties. You go to lay on the bed, and I tug your hand back. Cause I don't want you on the bed yet. I want you in front of me. I want you standing there as I kneel down, hooking my thumbs in your boxers, and pulling them down. Releasing that hard cock ears. Yes. I want to taste you. I want your cock in my mouth. I want you ramming into me, thrusting into me. I miss that feeling. Okay? Of you at the back of my throat. I have no idea if that's normal. No, I... Really? Right now? All right. Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah. No, I'm not just saying that. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if it's that normal. It's not like I go around having conversations about this with people. At least for me, that's kind of what I really want right now, though. I really, really just want you hard. Really fucking hard. As I'm kneeling in front of you. I love seeing how I'm turned on you again. It makes me so wet. And I haven't even put your cock in my mouth yet, according to this scenario, so. Alright, so can I continue? Alright, thank you. So. Your cock is throbbing in front of me. And at that point, I can't help it. It's unconscious. It's not even because I know you like it at this point. I bite my lip and look up at you. And just because it's a knee-jerk reaction, I want to see your face. I want to see you anticipating my lips on your cock. And I can feel my lips getting wet. And then I think about putting my hands on the back of your thighs, moving closer beside your cock to the base of your cock, and just wetting it so that later on my lips will just slip up and down it, just coating you. And hearing you moan as I accidentally let my lower lip hit the base of your cock. And at that moment, I'll look up and see you rolling your head back, dying for me to just fucking suck you already. And I want. And I'll take my hand and I'll start rubbing your balls. And letting the pads of my fingers roll against your smooth skin. And at that point, with you being coated with my saliva, I'll slowly let my breath swirl around the head of your cock. feeling around your head, taking your pre-cum. Yeah, does that sound all right? From the silence, I take it you want me to continue? So, I'll take the tip of my tongue and swirl it around you. And then I'll have the base of your head against my tongue and apply pressure to it. It'll be hot. In before letting my lips settle there. And I'm so turned on. They're red and puffy. Not just those pulsates, but something that frequently occurs when I'm really, really into it. And I'll start moving down your shaft. Just going halfway though. Not taking all of you yet. Oh, yeah. And you taste so good. Pressure to apply, and I can feel your cock throbbing on my lips, on my tongue, when I hit those sweet spots. And at that point, I'll pull back, wait for a second while I continue rubbing your balls. I'll look up at you, and you know exactly what I'm about to do, and then I'll take all of you in my mouth, all the way to the base. I want all of you hitting the back of my throat, making my eyes water. Alright, I can gag. Just let me pull back for a second and gasp in air before I continue, because I am not done yet. I want more of you. I want your hands in my hair, pulling me into you. I want you thrusting into my mouth, fucking my throat. You always said I had lips that were good for fucking. Not sure which ones you were talking about, but I suppose it's up for interpretation. And I want my hands, both of them now, gripping onto the backs of your thighs, trying to stabilize myself as I move my head up and down your cock, willing it further into my mouth. Yeah. Oh, good. And I can tell you're close. And I want your cum. I want you to come in my mouth. Baby, please. You can come in me later. Come in my mouth now. I want your cum, please. Oh, I'm just thinking about it. I'm close. I want to swallow your cum. That's it. Yeah, baby. That's what I've been thinking about. And I miss. And I want you.